الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة وإن تصبهم حسنة يقول هذه من عند الله وإن تصبهم سيئة يقول هذه من عندك قل كل من عند الله فما لهؤلاء القوم لا يكادون يفقهون حديثا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, as we've mentioned yesterday, in yesterday's lesson, that in the early days of Islam, when the Muslims were in Makkah Mukarrama, so they were punished by the non-Muslims, by the kuffar. At that time the Islam was new and Muslims were weak in number and in equipment, etc. So they asked to fight and to retaliate and to take back their right and their haq. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that time ordered them with sabr and with afu to be patient and to make maaf and to forgive. Now when they came to Medina, a group of sahaba radiallahu anhum, when jihad became compulsory and jihad became fard upon them, then they asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us with this jihad now? Couldn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just postpone this order for a while? Because things were a little easier now in Medina. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed these verses. And the current verse which I've just recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, is it such that you fear mort, you fear death? Do you think that by trying to dodge jihad, you are going to dodge death? You are going to stay away from jihad? Does it mean you are going to escape from mort? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if it's like this, then remember, you are mistaken here, because wherever you are on this globe, wherever you are on this planet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, death is inevitably going to overcome you, it's going to come to you, even if you be in some fortified tower or palace. Allah says, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدَرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Wherever you are on this earth, وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا. Even if you are in some fortified tower, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there also death will come to you. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, he mentions a very strange story under this verse, under the tafsir of this verse. He talks about a particular woman who was in labor pains, and then she gave birth to a young girl, a baby girl, and then she asked her khadim, her male servant, to bring some fire. So he exited the home, and as soon as he exited the home, he saw somebody standing there. So he asked, this person who was standing there asked him, that this woman just gave birth now to a boy or a girl. So he said, no, the woman gave birth to a girl. So then, this person told him that this girl is going to make zina, and she'll make zina 100 times. And then he told him that this girl will make zina, and then she will be killed by a spider. So her mort will come to her by the means of a spider. So this person, when he heard this, this khadim heard this, he entered the home quickly, and with a knife, he slit open her abdomen. And now he thought that he killed her. He fled, he escaped, and he went overseas. So this woman, she, the mother of the child, she came there quickly and she saw what happened. So somehow she managed to stitch up that skin of the abdomen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that this girl, she survived that. And she became one of the most beautiful women there in that city. After some time, this person, finally, when he amassed a lot of wealth wherever he was in this dunya, now he decided to get married. So he came back to his hometown. And when he came back to his hometown, he saw one elderly woman and he asked her, is there any girl that you would recommend for me to marry? So she said, there is so and so person. And finally, when the arrangements of the nikah was done, he married her. And now getting to know her, he asked her, like, who are you? And then she asked him, who are you? So he explained his whole story to her. And then she said, I was that woman. And then she showed him that cut mark as well. So when he saw all of that, he said, yes, I'm going to tell you two things now. One is that you made a lot of zina. She says, yes, I did do zina, but I can't count the number of times I made zina. And then he said, the second thing I'm going to tell you, you are going to be killed by the means of a spider. So what he did was, because he was very wealthy, all of this is mentioned in tafsir of Ibn Kathir. Allahu A'lam, Allah knows best the authenticity of the story. But we can take a lesson from this. So what he did was, he built for her a palace, and in this palace he made sure in that room of the palace that room is totally free from spider webs, etc. One night, when they were relaxing in that room. So she sees the spider and she asks him, is this the thing you're talking about that's going to kill me? So he says, yes, this is what it is. So she got up immediately and she killed that spider with her feet. So when she did that, some poison, so she killed the spider, but some poison got into her nails of her feet, her nails of her toe, got into her toenails, and that became the sabab, it became the cause of her death, and she passed away. So he brought about this story under this verse to show you that you can be in the comfort of your bedroom in a palace, or in some fortified tower, but there too you can't escape, maut will definitely come to you. And at the same time, on the other hand, you can be amid swords that are swinging around you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't destine death for you there on the battlefield. Like Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, how many ghazawat he took part in, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that he died, he passed away, sahaba radiallahu anhu, in his bedroom. And many, many other sahaba also lived on like that after fighting in many, many ghazawat. So aynama takunu, wherever you are, this death and life comes, it's all in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's control. وَإِنْ تُصِبْهُمْ حَسَنَةٌ يَقُولُ هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Allah talks about the hal of the munafiqeen. If some good has to come, khisp, if some, when they are in good days, good times that are there, then they say, oh, this came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we acknowledge that. But if some evil has to afflict them, for example, loss of wealth, loss of property, or the demise of many family members, etc., then they blame that upon you. يَقُولُ هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِكِ. They blame that upon Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In other words, because of your presence, or because you ordered us to fight in the path of Allah, that is why now we lost so many people. قُلْ. Say, everything comes from Allah. كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Allah then asks this question, now what's wrong with these people? فَمَانِ هَؤُلَاءِ الْقَوْمِ. لَا يَكَادُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ حَدِيثًا. It's almost such that they don't understand anyone. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from having such conditions of munafiqin. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.